shout hallelujah every day.
God designed life to be relative and symbiotic. In life, there are things we learn by reading, listening, and by experience. Welcome to your daily devotional and inspirational podcast channel. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. A good morning to you and all yours in Jesus' name. God bless you. Today, I want to talk about the disadvantage and the danger of being a lone ranger. In the Bible, we read the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph is one of good character, holiness, righteousness, peace, and divine intervention. In every step of Joseph's life, he was interactive and friendly. The episode of his life and period in prison is one of relationship and service. Before the prison, he had issues, pains, worries. First, he wasn't with his family. Secondly, he was framed by his brothers and sold into slavery. Thirdly, the predator wife of Potiphar set him up. And fourthly, isolated him in prison. Everything concerning Joseph kept on going wrong, but something kept him. His character content, his God, and of course, his capacity to relate with people. Child of God, hear this. Relating with people establishes social worth. If Joseph had shut his mouth and played holier than thou, his ticket out of prison would have been destroyed. Child of God, don't be a lone ranger in life. Learn to relate with people. God always uses something in us to get us where he needs us to be. We all need a cupbearer of destiny that will introduce us to the Pharaoh to push our divine purpose to help our destiny. We must learn, child of God, not to be lone rangers, and we must learn to open our mouth to talk at the right time and, of course, at the right place. Hear me. Hear this, child of God. I once heard a preacher say, your association is a prophecy of your future. Those you relate with have an influence on your future. Again, I say, make sure you are not a lone ranger in life. The Bible also talks about the story of David. He was a warrior, a king, a leader, a man after God's heart. David was a man of the people. David went to battle, and upon his return, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and the Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burnt it. Verses 2, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. Verses 3 says, when David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left in them. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam and Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. In verses 9 of that chapter, David and the 600 men with him came to the Besor ravine, where some stayed behind. And verses 10, for 200 men were too exhausted to cross the ravine, but David and 400 men continued the pursuit. They found an Egyptian in a field and brought him to David. They gave him water to drink and food to eat. Verses 12 makes us understand, he ate and was revived, for he had not eaten many days or drunk any water for 3 days and 3 nights. Verses 13, David asked him, to whom do you belong and where do you come from? He said, I am an Egyptian slave of an Amalekite. My master abandoned me when I became ill 3 days ago. We raided the Negev of Kerethin and the territory belonging to Judah and Negev of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag. David asked him in verses 15, can you lead me down to this raiding party? He answered, swear to me before God that you will not kill me or hand me over to my master, and I will take you down to them. 16, he led David down, and they were scattered over the countryside, eating, drinking, and reveling because of the great amount of plunder that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from Judah. Child of God, that story is about David. After David's family, everything concerning him, all his investment in life were carted away by the enemy. If David did not wait to help, If David did not wait to relate even with that slave, he may never have found solution to his problem. Child of God, we can't afford to be lone rangers in life. We must be ready to be friendly. We must be ready to relate. We must be ready to be a friend to somebody or so many people. We read the story in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4 and verses 1. The wife of a man from the company of prophets who cried out to Elisha the prophet, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered God. But now his creditors is coming to take my two sons as his slaves." In verses 2, Elisha the prophet replied her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elijah said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few." The prophet was specific in his instruction. Don't ask for just a few. The woman indeed asked for empty jars, but not many enough. It is sufficient to say that her social life, her relationship with people, was poor, and maybe, just maybe, she wasn't relating much with people to get enough of empty jars. Child of God, no one operates in isolation. No one operates as a lone ranger and think life works easily. We all need to relate. We all need to chat. We all need to talk. We all need to be sociable. We all need to make friends. We need to be friendly with people. Be a problem solver, and when you do such, you magnetize others towards you. Child of God, our daily podcast didn't get this far around the world by depending only on anointing. We make friends, we invest in our subscribers, we show empathy where needed, and make new friends on a daily basis. Child of God, I'm led to tell you today, make new friends. Don't be a lone ranger. Don't keep burdens to yourself. There are people around you that you can talk to. There are people who want to talk to you. There are people who want to relate with you. Open your heart to people. Be friendly. Put on a smile. Don't be harsh. Don't be hard on people. Relate with people, and the journey of 40 years may just become a journey of 40 days. God is sending people to help you. The same way the cupbearer was available for Joseph in prison, the same way that Egyptian slave was available for David, there's somebody for you who will help you to get to the destination that God has prepared for you. God bless you. God lead you. God anoint you. God give you the right people at the right time. I remain your dependable good friend, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, join our live stream. It's going to be loaded with divine revelation, word, and prayer. Invite friends and family. Connect on Facebook and our page, Hallelujah Every Day. Connect on YouTube, www.youtube.com/Pastor Toba. And on our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Have a glorious day. Have a fruitful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.